Part 1. Understanding Our Mandate. Chapter 1. Man in the Garden. I think it's not a bad idea to begin this book on masculinity by recalling something I read in a sports magazine in a barbershop. Not a hair salon, a barbershop. The article was about the new non-conventional sports, focusing especially on Moto-X freestyle motocross. These are the sports of people who jump motorcycles over buildings or hang from the handlebars while somersaulting their bikes 50 feet in the air. The leading figure in this sport is Brian Deegan, who, it turns out, recently became a Christian. In 1997, Deegan formed the Metal Militia freestyle motocross team. Over the next 8 years, Deegan and his friends won numerous races and jumping competitions while establishing their reputation for mayhem, destruction, and violence. Their lifestyle was emblemized by their tattoos and Nazi symbolism and focused mainly on motorcycles, alcohol, drugs, sex, and fighting. Three things happened to Deegan that led to a radical change. The first was that his girlfriend became pregnant and insisted on keeping their child. The second was a failed attempt at a high-speed mid-air backflip in the 2006 X Games that nearly ended Deegan's life and led to months of physical rehabilitation. The third was his agreement to attend church with his girlfriend. To his surprise, he didn't hate it, and before long, he had come to saving faith in Jesus. As a result, he married his girlfriend and quit drinking and drugs. Another result was that he invited his fellow metal militia bikers to study the Bible with him. One by one, many were born again to faith in Jesus. "He kept telling us how much the Bible changed his life," one recalled. "I felt like I had to listen." Deegan, once the epitome of the angry, foul-mouthed insurrectionist, now sits with a Bible open on his lap and tells sports journalists that he wants his daughter to be able to look up to his example as a Christian father. I've kept up with Deegan from time to time since reading that article. If you check up on this young Christian, you will find that he has plenty of growth in godliness still to do, but what is most important is that he knows it. When asked in one interview about the obvious changes in his lifestyle, Deegan answered with these immortal words, "I had kids, and I have to be a role model to represent to my kids. I had to grow up, had to be a man, had to be a father, and so I did it, dude." My guess is that as Deegan grows as a Christian, he will learn more and more that he has not yet done it, dude. There's plenty of growing up that all Christian men still need to do. But here's the question that comes to my mind. Once a Brian Deegan realizes God is calling him to be a man, where can a dude like him find out how? When it comes to practically every question about God's intentions for men and women, the answer is almost always the same. Go back to the garden. When Jesus was asked about marriage, Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, he answered from Genesis chapter 2. Likewise, when Paul was discussing the role of women in relation to men, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, he found his answers in Genesis chapter 2. The New Testament sees issues of gender and male-female relationships answered in the opening chapters of the Bible. The basic teaching on creation in Genesis chapter 1 and the record of God's specific dealing with the first man and woman in Genesis chapter 2. It is here that we should search for the Bible's most basic teaching on manhood. Manhood: the who, where, what, and how.